Hello, you beautiful human. This is the Entre Queer Newer Show with Asa Laveau. I am your divinely queer host, Asa Laveau. I'm very glad that you have joined in with us in this moment. Please know that if you have no idea what Entre Queer Newer is all about, it is the intersection of being in business and being divinely queer. So, why do I keep saying divinely queer? Because I think the shit's divine. Like point blank and period. If you are someone that occupies the LGBTQ space or LGBTQ plus space, I know that there may have been times that people have regarded you or stated that or made you feel as though you were other and that other was somehow wrong. And I am here to give you a new possibility, a new experience to let you know that nope. You are divine in your queerness, divine in however you choose to be in this world. And being is the thing that is the most significant because we are human beings. We are not human doings. So that is very important. I hope you guys are doing great. If you are, in fact, a person that is LGBTQ plus and an entrepreneur, this episode is just for you, especially if you haven't pressed go on your dream just yet or you just pressed go. Why? Because this is the very first time we are going to do a live coaching call on this show. I have not done one at all. If you were to look me up online or to find me on social media, you will know that what I do for a living is I coach queer identified entrepreneurs on how to create their first $10,000 in business. That's what I do. And I want to make sure that you know that's what I do and how I do it. So we have a beautiful human being on with us. By the name of Dominique Von Buxaplenty. If you know who this human is, that's awesome. Please listen in. And if you don't know who Dominique is, please listen in. We have not had any pre-calls to this. I don't know that much about the business. I don't know that. As you can see, I don't even know what pronouns to use yet. So I have to ask all of those things so that I can support them where they are. So without further ado, hello, Dominique. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, everyone.
So first for starters, what pronouns do I use?
She, her is good.
Okay, got it. So glad that you're on. So we're going to jump right into this. So I'm going to treat this as I would any other coaching call. And the very first thing is tell me, and of course, now that we have a voyeuristic point of view, tell all of us what it is that you do.
Well, I am a life coach. I am a energy and tarot reader. I mostly cater my readings to business owners who, like you said, haven't pressed go yet or, you know, not really sure. I help them bring out that confidence side, that self-esteem that'll help them take the steps that they need to get to where they want to be.
Okay, got it. So we're going to do this in steps. So instead of asking you multiple questions at the beginning, I'm going to ask a question and then deal with that, and then I'll ask another one because I don't want to overwhelm you. Does that make sense?
That works.
Okay, awesome. So the first thing is you said that you are a life coach and tarot card reader, correct?
Correct.
So what I'm needing from you, I need to know what is the main thing. Is the main thing the tarot card or is the main thing the life coach?
The life coaching, that's where that it comes more natural to me. something I've been doing for free forever. So it's something I'd like to monetize at this point in my life.
So this is something that you could at, based on today, you could have 10 people that were able to give you testimonials from this particular service. Is that what you're saying?
I have a few, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
That's good. I like when people already have testimonials on their products, goods, or services, so that's awesome. What I'm going to ask you to do is to focus. So you said life coaching is the main thing. That's the only thing we say. And the reason why I'm asking you to consider only saying and only speaking of the life coaching, because sometimes when we are having or are addicted to slashes, we confuse our target audience. What I mean by addicted or using the slashes, a lot of times when I'm looking at someone's bio or someone's profile, either on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, I see a lot of slashes. So it'll be life coach / real estate agent / ministerial staff / Avon consultant / speaker / author / motivator. I'm like, okay, what the fuck?
Because I'm all of those things. I'm a motivator. I'm currently writing a book. But I don't want to be a bunch of / / / Like what you did when you described what you do in a one little snap line, that's what I'm kind of trying to get
and
to.
That's what we going to, you going to leave with that shit today.
I'm down
like,
for
I
it.
I promise
yes.
You will leave with that. Yes. Okay. So now that we got the slash shit taken care of, so now you know what you do. And the thing about this is I could easily do that too. I could easily say I'm a motivator / coach / author / speaker / whatever, but that's not real. What is real is I coach and train queer identified people to create their first 10,000. Now, here's the kicker. How do I do that? I do that by speaking. I do that by writing. I do that by having a podcast show. Right.
Oh, that is a light bulb. That was a light bulb moment right there.
Good, because I live for my clients having light bulb moments. Like, I live for the aha. I live for that aha. So
right.
That's what I really, really want everybody to get at. You can do all these things. But what is the main point? Why are you doing all these things?
My why is I see a lot of Black women, alternative Black women, because I am an alternative Black woman. I'm a little punk. I'm a little goth. We have a lot of creativity within us, but because we were so pushed to the back by our families, pushed to the side by society and our friends because we weren't the typical Black girl, we brought that into our adult life and even into our business endeavors to where we feel like we're not enough because we're not in a three-piece skirt suit and kitty heels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't get that type of exposure because we're so different. And I want to get us out of that. I want us to be able to flash and shine and this is what I do and fucking pay me. Period. Like, because we're charging too low because we feel like with the way we look, with the way we are, that we don't deserve the money that we're worth. So we're broke and we're broken. And then, you know, we see other people doing these things, these woo-woo white women with their dreads and their flashy little hippie clothes making thousands upon thousands of dollars doing YouTube readings, you know, or something else, you know, selling their art. And we are still at the bottom of the barrel. I want to give us a platform to where we are seen.
I get that. I hear you with all of it. And I will say, I see what you're saying, because in my experience and how I have viewed and now view, especially life in America, especially when it comes in regards to race. So, number one, a lot of times, historically, Black women have been the most disregarded, the most overlooked. Because when you add woman, that's one sometimes struggle. And then when you add the race stuff on top of that, then you have that. So, yes. And then, go ahead.
The women that I cater to are alternative. So that puts us in another subspace that kind of dings us down a few other notches, you know?
Right, because even then, so my thing is the Black woman space. So then, within the Black woman space, then you look at the empowerment things that are happening that are really, really transforming the self-help industry that life coaches fit into. And so you have these larger than life brands, these larger than life gurus, speakers, dominators, and a lot of that world has an undercurrent of Christianity and traditionalism.
Yes.
So you want to enter into the Black woman space because you are, in fact, a Black woman, but once you get there, you are still looked now as other.
Right.
Yeah,
Because
I
not
get
only am I a motivator, I'm more along the lines of witchy. I use cards and energy to bring out the best in my clients.
And please know
So.
that I value cards, I value tarot, I value stones, I value if you want to put an amethyst somewhere in your home and you want to clear our energy and using sage, and I get
Right.
all of that. And then I'm a big proponent of Afropunk. I know what Afropunk is. I'm doing my best to get to Afropunk in Paris like ASAP.
Oh God, I bet that's gonna be amazing.
Right. So I get all of the aspects of who you be, and so I can now talk to the business side of that. So now that we've gotten clear about the why, now that we've gotten clear about you being a life coach, let's go right into getting very clear about who you serve. Because there's still clarity that needs to happen before we talk about any of the five pillars of a successful business, which are marketing, sales, operations, finance, and accountability. So the why, the who, do you know who your target audience is?
Yes.
Okay, who are they?
And I know that sounds a little question marky,
It did.
but because I've been doing the work on that, you know, creating like a customer avatar, like who is she? How old is she? What does she do? Where does she frequent? You know, so I've been kind of going and revising that here and there as time goes on. So I'm kind of still getting it. I know I want her to be a Black woman, you know, 20 to 30, kids, because I have kids, you know, and I want to be able to help them. I want to help entrepreneurs, let's say that, more along the lines of people wanting to break into entrepreneurship, but they don't feel
Would
like
you
they're
be,
worthy enough to do so.
yes, that makes sense to me. Would you be willing to do an exercise that can help you get clearer about your target?
1,000%. Yes.
Okay. This is going to require you to be still, but to either have a tablet nearby or a pencil and paper nearby.
I got both. What we doing?
Okay, awesome. So anyone that is listening to us as well is invited to do this experience as well. This is an exercise that I created that I use to help every one of my clients. So the first thing is I'm going to ask you to get in a comfortable position. and that means both feet firmly planted on the floor in a seated position and your hands on your lap.
Let me get him to
Are you there? Okay. Let me know when you're there.
Right. I'm ready.
All right. So now I need you to close your eyes and trust me in the process.
Okay.
So please begin to breathe deeply. As you are breathing deeply and intentionally and consistently, I need for you to begin to feel the feeling of having toes. Literally, feel the feeling as you're breathing in, as you're breathing out, feel the sensation of having toes. Don't move them, just feel the sensation of them. As you're breathing, get so focused on your toes that you now feel your big toes on each foot. The biggest toe on each foot, feel that. If for some reason you're not able to do that, feel the feeling of another body part. Feel that feeling without moving it. Just feel the energy, the blood flow while you are breathing intentionally. As you are doing that, trace that energy as you're breathing. Trace it to your ankles. Feel the sensation of having ankles. We know that ankles are bones, but feel the sensation of them anyway. Radiate that energy. As you're doing that, bring that same blood flow, that same energy, bring it up to your knees. Have that energy around your kneecaps, circle around your knee space. And we're still breathing. Bring that energy up into your waist. Feel the sensation of sitting. Be in the moment of sitting. Be in the moment of breathing. Now, that same energy, surge it to your mind space. Surge it to your head. Feel the energy around your dome. Feel all power, feel all light there while you are breathing. And as your mind is swirling with energy and radiating, begin to hear this story. The story is of the Genius Cafe. The Genius Cafe is a place where every single form of drink is sold. Every soda, every wine, every vodka, every bourbon, every tea, every coffee, everything you could possibly drink is served at the Genius Cafe. In the Genius Cafe, you walk inside and you see a multitude of people, all races, all genders, all shapes, all size, all ethnicities, all sexualities. There are people upon people upon people, and they are radiating light because they are excited and exuberant about the drink that they haven't drank in so long. There are 50-year-olds that haven't had this particular drink since they were 4. There are 20-year-olds that are getting the perfect drink because they are about to embark on a new journey. And while you are still breathing, you take your focus and you look to the cash register. And you see 3 people in line at the cash register. And the first 2 people are very, very ecstatic, as everyone else is. And then you bring your attention to the third individual. Third individual has their drink of choice, and they do not look happy. Melancholy would be a very good adjective of what they look like now. And as you are breathing, you begin to wonder, why are they looking like that while everyone else is so happy? Well, something that you do not know is that they've been praying. They've been praying for this particular pain to go away. They've been praying for this particular thing to be fixed. But it's like the more they pray, the more they meditate on this request, the further it is from them. And they just want the pain of it to go away. So what they've done, before they've arrived at the Genius Cafe, they went to one of those big box pharmacy stores and they got a bag of pills. And they have made the decision to take those bag of pills with their favorite drink, drive to the nearest body of water, and to exit this earth and enter the next one. And just so I'm clear, they decided to commit suicide. Now, someone may be looking at them the way you're looking at them and say, well, why would they commit suicide over that pain? It can't be that real, but guess what? We don't get to judge someone else's pain. And as you are breathing deeply, you start to understand, oh, the thing that they are in pain about is the thing that I offer. Like, that's what I offer people. Guess what? You're not allowed to talk to them. Besides one way, they have a phone in their pockets. They have a phone in their pocket. And as you are breathing deeply still, you understand, oh, they have a phone in their pocket. Okay. They need to get out of that line by way of their phone going off. But they got to know that something is waiting for them on that phone that's going to answer their prayer. Now, do you see the person?
Yes.
Please tell me, do you see a man or a woman?
First person I saw was a man.
What nationality was this man?
Black.
How old is this man?
He looks to be early 30s, late 20s, how early old? 30s.
But how old is he?
I'm going to say 31.
Is he married?
No.
Is he single?
Yes.
Is he a part of the LGBTQ plus or is he heterosexual?
LGBT.
Which letter in LGBTQ plus is he?
I'm going to say gay. He's gay.
Understand. What does he do for a living?
He's an artist.
How much money does he... Okay. He draws.
He draws.
How much money
okay.
does he bring... How much money does he bring home every month?
Not as much as he'd like. Is that a good answer?
What is... How much... Exactly. How much money does he bring home every month?
I'm going to say about $20,000 a month.
$20,000 a month. Did he go to college?
some courses. He didn't finish.
Okay. What type of community does he live in? Does he live in a rural community, a suburb, or like city, like downtown type city?
Suburb.
And you said he's single, so he lives alone?
Yes.
What is the first social media platform that he checks when he wakes up?
Facebook.
Give him a name.
Dante Silverman.
Dante Silverman. So please breathe deeply.
Pardon?
Please breathe deeply. Still. Sit with that. Sit with his name. Sit with Dante. Energetically, sit with Dante. If your eyes are not open at this time, please open them. Did that exercise make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, very much so. And oddly enough, I've helped men before, but like that was never my main focus. So for mm-hmm. me to see a guy there, and I tried to make it a woman, but it didn't work.
It did not work. And now I want to tell you why I did it, why I created that. My thing is, someone may say business and entrepreneurship is not that damn deep. And I beg to differ, because there are things that all of us desire in the moment that we don't have. And so there's a mother somewhere that's like, oh my God, I'm going to have to like do something different. My kids cannot get quality childcare. And if I don't, I got to work. And this is a stressor. And the places that offer childcare are ghetto as hell and they don't work. And I feel like giving up. And there's somebody who's like, if I just had a t-shirt line that did good service, I could make this work. And I've been praying for to find one. It's not working. And somebody else is saying, God, if I could just find somebody to do makeup for my clients, because my clients are leaving because they need me to do this for them, but I can't find a makeup artist. And that's a reality for them. So everybody's right. Reality of desperation is different.
Right.
And so that's why it really is significant. And so also, I made sure I never said any identifying marks about this person.
Right. And that's what tripped me out about me. The third person I saw was a man who mm-hmm. was about 6'2", kind of chubby, mm-hmm. Khakis and gray shirt. It was so like full on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yes. And the thing about it is, I said he needed his life to be saved. And so my thing is, who did you see that you were meant to save?
What's weird is that he looks like a coworker of mine that I don't even speak to. He's like a supervisor, but he looked exactly like that. That's who I pictured in my head.
I get that. I totally get it, because we are not allowed to just write off what our guides are saying, what spirit is saying, what the divine is saying, and that exercise helps those two come together. So the moment where spirit and the divine and business merge, that's what I'm into.
That's what I'm into.
So, well, good. Well, that's who you serve. You serve the Dante Silverman of the world.
Wow.
Now, here's the other part to this. When we are clear about who it is we serve, a lot of times there's initial pushback Why? Especially within communities of color, especially within the LGBTQ plus space. Why? Because we have a tradition and a collective consciousness that says we are always the last one to get picked on the team. And so because we have been seen, deemed people that weren't good enough or not enough for their clique, we don't want to do that to other people. So we want to be like, no, everybody can come. And that's why when we say who we are, who our market is or who we're marketing to, we say, oh, everyone. We want to be inclusive as possible. And that's pure bullshit, because you cannot market to one person the same way you can do to another.
Right.
Right. So even though you and I are both black and you and I are both into Afropunk and both of us are into, you know, the spiritness and tarot and all that, guess what? We cannot be marketed the same way. If somebody has a t-shirt, what you like or why you like it is going to be different from me.
Right.
Exactly. And so we have to get clear about that portion of the marketing. Who in the hell are we talking to?
And with the way I deliver my certain messages, like, I'm a little hood, so I know that I'm talking to black people. I use a lot of African-American vernacular English.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I may be a little boyish, I guess. I'm mm-hmm. girly, but boy cousin.
I get it.
That's all I can talk it up to. But, you know, so I feel like I could do black women and black men, because I've done, you know, confidence readings, which is what I'm marketing now, to black men, and they love it. I didn't really know that black men were even into things like that until I was living in Compton and the hood niggas was coming to get money readings.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I need you to see it. You know, is this all right to do? Is this the move? Or, you know, what can you read off this? And some of them even came to me for their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there is a market there.
Right. So everything about you will reach who you need to reach. My thing is just being clear about what's happening in their day, getting intimate with who they are so that you even give a shit about what they're going through. So for instance, right now it is 3:00 p.m. Central Standard Time. My question to you is, where is Dante?
It is 1 in the afternoon here.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be working on some type of project.
Okay. So my thing is, if he's working on some type of project, when does he take a break?
Ain't no breaks. No, I'm kidding. No, but I want to say he'll take a break around 2 p.m. and he'll start scrolling through his feed again.
So what have you done, or what will you do in an hour or now, so that when he scrolls in an hour, what are you going to say to get him out of that line?
What I've been saying these past, 2 weeks, you know, like, aren't you tired of feeling this way? Aren't you tired of feeling like you're not enough for, you know, or not worth the cost of your craft? Like, aren't you tired of not feeling confident? Aren't you tired of the imposter syndrome? Like, let's pull it together. That's literally how I word it.
And how many of those posts will he see that you posted? Or is it like one in a multitude of otherness?
that's my problem, because I will do both. I'll, you know, post a few things, and then I'll post about, you know, my what I offer, and then I won't post about anything I offer for a while. And here's where I fall short, is because I feel like I'm spamming.
But guess what? Think about it like this, though. What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show would be a Family Guy.
Oh, hey, me too. Stewie is real in my life.
Right.
So, and Brian as well. So if you go to the Family Guy Facebook page, and they not talking about Family Guy, they talking about eating burgers and watching the new thing that came on Netflix that is not Family Guy, are you not confused?
I'm quite confused, quite.
So if I fall in love with Dominique about her ability to help me, but she'll never talk about helping me, am I going to continue?
Right, you're going to go to the next person or still be in that negative state of mind.
We are somebody's favorite show.
And I've noticed that. I went viral in June,
mm-hmm.
and I created a cool little way for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an audience, and I need to curate my messages a bit better. Because I talk about a multitude of things, you know, including business, but I also go for, you know, not letting a motherfucker run all over you in your relationship or friendship.
I get that.
How to keep your mouth shut. Stop telling your business to everybody and stop telling everybody business. I do that. It's a multitude of things.
So does any of this help Dante get out the line?
Not those posts, no.
So my thing is, why are we posting those posts if we can't get Dante out the line?
Because I'm literally talking to everybody except for Dante.
So why does he believe you? So when it's time for him to give you money, why would he? There's no evidence to convict you of being there or giving a shit about him.
Right.
And I'm asking for you to consider changing that.
Definitely. You see why I hound you? I know I'm bugging this man, but he's gonna talk to me.
and you made that thing happen. You made it happen. You definitely made it happen. So this is what I'm talking about. So I think that if you look on my timeline and the types of things that I post, I am definitely making sure that a queer identified entrepreneur as a place where they feel supported, where they feel visible, where they feel seen, where they aren't tolerated, but they are celebrated. I'm talking to my avatar every day. But guess what? If I won't, somebody else will.
Right. Right.
And are you not my avatar?
Right? Hello?
Exactly. So I am literally, I'm not just saying things just to say things. And do I know for a fact that when I say I coach and train queer identified entrepreneurs, and just because of the history of the word and the languaging, I'm going to turn some people who aren't those things off? I sure the fuck do. Do I care? I can give three swirly shits about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm here for the people that say, yep, ACE is for me. And some of those people aren't gay, aren't queer at all. I have some really great clients that are straight. And I support them and celebrate them in their straightness.
Of course.
I know who I'm after. But I've also been a client of people who say, I coach women. I support women. However, I was feeling them too much. And I was like, no, you got to help me. I feel you too much. You got to help me. Like, I'm here for you. And so I've been there too. And marketing just says who you're going after. And what also the other part of that is still accept everyone, but you're going after a person. It's like you're going fishing. You're casting your net for lobster, but when you pull your net in, you got clams and fish and all the and mussels. And guess what? Hey, we gonna cook that shit too. But I was looking for lobster.
Okay.
Right. So that's what I mean. That's what I'm referring to. So now that we're clear, so in this, what we've been on for about 40 minutes. So in this time so far, you've gotten clear about what exactly, what's your title. You've gotten clear about who you serve. You've gotten clear about why you serve them. Now it's time to get clear about what do you say when you meet them.
Right.
Because I couldn't go into the what would you say when you meet them if I didn't have any clue about who it is you serve.
Right.
So everything's a process. This is a system. So the next step is the same way that I came up with my statement. I coach queer entrepreneurs in creating their first $10,000 in business. Now we're going to help you do that.
Yes.
So I created the formula for this. Literally, I really did this. Somebody else had gave me one version of it, and then I created another version of it. So let's count the letters, the number of words that I'm using. So I coach queer entrepreneurs on how to create their first $10,000 in business. That's a 13-word statement.
Yep.
If I wanted to make it shorter, I would say, I coach entrepreneurs to create their first 10K. That's 8 words.
Short and sweet.
Mm-hmm. And what is the purpose of this? The purpose of this is when you meet people. And a lot of times people say, what's your elevator pitch? My thing is that's such an outdated term and possibility because nobody's in a fucking elevator with people no more.
For real.
Like, when's the last time you was in an elevator in a business to go to the top floor with the CEO?
Right. Like,
that's
not never.
Right. That's where the term comes from. Being in the lobby, you happen to get on the elevator with the CEO or an executive, and you're going up to the top floor with them, and on the ride, you pitch them.
Right.
So, number one, companies are downsizing to the point that they shouldn't have an entire building. You still have the American Disabilities Act, so you have to make sure that the entire place is accessible for those that have some type of deferment in their physical abilities.
Right.
So it's just not real in 2020.
Right. Let's streamline the process.
Right. What's really happening, though, is you are going to networking events. You are going to house parties. You are going to rooftop events. You are going to all these other type of mingling functions. You're going to Afropunk. You are like all this stuff, and people say this one question to you. Oh, so what do you do? Then what do you say? So
I coach Black entrepreneurs to gain more confidence and self-esteem to make more money.
Okay, that's a very good start. very, very, very good start. So the formula is, we're going to break it down. So the first part is I something. So mine is I coach, or I personally use I coach or I train. So what is the thing that you do? Do you coach people? Do you train people? Do you motivate people? Do you inspire people? Like, what do you do for them?
Motivate and inspire.
Okay. So remember, is Dante looking to pay somebody for motivation?
Yes, because he can't find it anywhere else. If he's in this place where he has exhausted, he's exhausted everything. He's ready for something else, for someone to come along and pull him out of that limiting mindset.
Okay, so that's the one option. Give me one more option, one more verb, action verb of what do you do for him?
I motivate, I coach as well, because not only do I motivate, I give you options on how to better get your art seen by other eyeballs. How else would you like to make money? I have a friend who's a actual artist, and she's a doctor, and she wants to just make more money doing art. I got her doing the senior centers pay her to teach art to the seniors, and then she's got a school district that's paying her to do art with the kids. She had no idea that even was a possibility. Like, I'm able to bring out other things for them. I'm a muse.
So what is that, the thing? So is coaching the thing? Because it sounds to me like it possibly could be, and you motivate through your coaching.
Yes. It ties in. It almost like it meshes with, like, it just blends in with each other, because it's something that I've been doing for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just totally one thing.
Totally get it. So you coach. Now, who is it that you coach? Now, of course, with Dante, you could say gay entrepreneurs. You could say Black creatives. You could say gay creatives. Like, there are so many different things that you could pinpoint in Dante. So what is that for him?
What I used to say is I coach Black alternative entrepreneurs.
Does Dante... Okay, so there's two parts to this. Number one, does Dante feel connected to that adjective or those adjectives? And then the next thing is, can we find the particular thing that you are saying on a U.S. Census Bureau survey? What I mean by that is sometimes as entrepreneurs, we get a little bit too creative about our markets, and it's sexy, but it's not clear. So people who come to me and say, yeah, I want to connect with heart-centered entrepreneurs. My thing is, where the fuck are you finding heart-centered entrepreneurs? Because there ain't not near a Facebook group for that, or if it is one, is only one. Like, you're not going to find that in, you know, groups around the country, groups in your city. No, you're finding groups for veterans, groups for single moms, hodgepodges of entrepreneurs, Black folks, Asian folks, Hispanic folks, like, they're women business owners, like, all of those things.
I had to create a group. I had to create a alternative entrepreneurial group.
Because
there's alternative groups. There's right. Black alternative groups all over Facebook. There was none centered for entrepreneurs in that subspace.
But where are they now? that they can say, I am that already. And then you say, because you are that, come to my group, which is.
I usually look in alternative, other alternative groups. I post on my page, which is open, and I have a lot of alternative Black women, men and women on my page that follow and post and, you know,
And do these people actually identify with the term alternative entrepreneur?
Yes.
Okay. If you have enough market research to get that and you see a scalability within that demographic, then go forth and conquer. So far, you are saying I coach alternative entrepreneurs. So we good on the first part?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now the second part. So I say I coach queer entrepreneurs to, now here's the thing, to do what?
Right.
What is the result that you are promising? And not just the result that you're promising, but the measured result that you are promising. So either my measured result is the first $10,000. Somebody else's result is looks like, well, within 5 steps or within 5 days or within 60 days or, yes, so either a number of steps, a quantity of time, a quantity of money, but I need it to be measurable because we need to know when we are done together.
Okay.
Because therapy is the only real job out there where you just keep coming back. There's no real deadline or no real cutoff point. With everybody else, right, you need one.
Right. What I was doing at first when I first started this entrepreneurial journey, I was giving calls, coaching calls, business musings. So you would call me, you would tell me a ballpark of what you wanted to do, and I would give you ideas. You would bounce ideas off me, and by the end of the call, you'd have a rough draft of what business that you wanted to start, whether it be T-shirts, how to be a better, you know, teaching drawing on YouTube, or, you know, little things like that. So
okay,
with
is
my
that
call,
in one day?
You left with some type of rough draft business plan. And my offer was to, if you wanted to continue to work with me, we could kind of fine tune your initial rough draft, and then we could start getting the steps together.
So a business plan in a day.
Yes.
Okay, so you coach alternative entrepreneurs to create their business plan in one day.
That's one of the things I do, but I'm mostly concentrated on confidence and self-esteem because we lack it, period.
Here's the thing you gotta get. People buy what they want, not what they need.
They should want that too, shit.
I know. Believe me, I know. But people want what's sexy. People want to, and what can they post about? They want to post that they got their business plan.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to post that they motivated now. They don't want to post that they're clear. They don't want to post that they have found their next steps. That's not what they want. It's the same way. Guess what? People don't want to post that they went on an exercise to find their target market, do they?
I do. I will. I'm about to post it all. That's the thing. Like this is my journey, and not only that, like I have an audience that has been watching me since June, kind of build myself up from moving from LA to, you know, living with my best friend to finally getting my own place. And now, you know, they watched me bring my kids home yesterday, finally. So You know, I post about my life, and I post about the things that I want to do to help people. And I've had people come to me, you know, I'm not feeling very confident. You know, I need to know why, like, how can I boost my self-esteem? So I pull a few cards, let them know what's holding them back, and then I pull another card to help them combat that. One of my clients, she was so excited that she started a whole business drawing pets, and now she's overrun. She's an artist, and I'm like, you got to stop. I had to get her out of that self-limiting belief that she mm-hmm. wasn't good enough. But she's a damn good makeup artist, a damn good fashionista, and she's an amazing painter. She's just all around creative, but she didn't feel like she was enough.
So that goes back to my question from a couple questions ago. You said alternative entrepreneurs, but you keep talking about creative entrepreneurs.
Because that's all I see. Like, majority of the entrepreneurs.
You don't think that's relevant? Because you said that Dante's a painter.
He's an artist. He's a creative, yes.
But what you aren't telling me a lot about, what you didn't say a lot about Dante in the beginning, was anything about him being or identifying as being alternative.
That's what I cater to, because that's who I am.
Or is that your ego speaking, because you want this to be about you and not about Dante?
Ouch. Burn. Okay.
I mean, I don't want to burn you. I put some icy on it.
but
honestly,
I understand.
Though, because you're, I get it that you are, but right now we're not talking about you. Dante doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't sound like Dante is definitely experiencing or saying that he's a part of the alternative crowd, even though he might be. But if he was to choose one or the other, he'd identify more with creative. And the past clients that you've had identify with creative as well.
Yeah. But they were also alternatives. Like the
right, right.
Painter Escalita, she's 1,000% goth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my clients are punk. It's this. I don't know, maybe because that's what I identify as. That's what comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
But shoot, whoever needs me, come to me. You need me, talk to me. I'll talk back.
So my thing is, the long version could be I coach alternatives and creative entrepreneurs in helping in co-creating their business plan one day. And then my thing is, once you create the business plan, because that's the initial reason they would come to you.
Right.
And then once you finish that, then you say, all right, so you know, as you got the business plan, so what are you going to do about this? And you only ask that question based on something that you offer. And so then they say, well, I don't have that. And you say, well, you know, I do that. I got you. Just pay me this and we can start.
Right.
But they need to come to you. You need to be known for the thing. I can be considered as a 10K king.
Well, let me be one of your subjects, because
like, but seriously, I am so clear and so consistent in my language that if somebody called me the 10K king, that would make sense. Can someone call you the business plan queen, the business plan guru? Like, what's the one thing? Focus on the one thing.
So, okay. So I've been working with a brand coach for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis, I don't know if you know Curtis. Curtis Washington.
I love Curtis.
Me too. He's amazing. But he was, I lost my train of thought, but anyway, like he's okay. So he basically told me, cause I was going back and forth as far as how do I marry my motivation and self, my confidence and self-esteem, you know, with the business side. And he's like, maybe business, making, creating business plans is just something you're good at, but your wheelhouse is public speaking for confidence and self-esteem.
But my thing is, who buys for confidence versus who is buying for business plans? Because when it comes to marketing and finding your target market, because it's easy to go to a chamber of commerce or a greater league, you know, the urban leagues, or all of those type of, or SCORE, or Boots to Business, or all these different areas or groups that offer business plans, and then to say you're coming there in order to be a consultant with them or to help with that, because it makes sense. People aren't out here Googling how to get more confidence. People are Googling what steps do I need to start the business plan.
Right.
So it's about what people are already searching for. I know that people are searching how to make money in business. I know that.
Right.
That's why I chose what I chose. So my thing is, what are people choosing? People aren't willing to be that vulnerable with themselves in order to even Google, how can I get more confidence? That's a byproduct conversation of the conversation of, let's talk about your business plan and how you're going to market to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
and
that.
I definitely get that. I definitely get that, because what I started with when I started with Curtis was a lot of business, like what my, the problem I wanted to solve was that a lot of these business gurus are just gonna, you know, for one, they're unattainable. Some of them you just can't get in touch with.
You can't.
And not only that, they'll half-ass you. They done made it. They made it. They're not going to give you the real step-by-step on how to create what you, right, no. And I want to
I've been around them.
Right. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I want to, that's what I wanted to be, I wanted to be the solution to that. Let me at least help you get it out of your head. From head
right.
to paper. I can get it from the head to the paper, and I could even give you different avenues to take to get it there maybe just a little faster. And then if you work with me a little more, we can take this step by step. Now, I can give you the steps, and you can go on about your business, but if you want a more concentrated approach, you could pay me, and we could go 4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks to at least get you from paper to website.
Yeah, I hear you. But it has to start with getting them a paper, which is the business plan, which is the thing that you can offer them one day. So can you say, when someone asks you, what do you do, now what do you say?
I coach Black alternative creatives, and creatives.
Too long. You got to give me two words. Two words to describe your demographic.
Black creatives.
You want Black creatives or Black entrepreneurs or creative entrepreneurs?
Black or creative entrepreneurs. Creative entrepreneurs.
Okay.
That's
Black creative entrepreneurs. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay. I'm going with it. I'll keep going. I'm counting.
I coach Black creative entrepreneurs on how to get their ideas from the head to the paper.
Nope. Too long. And remember, I said it had to be something measurable. And that's why I said the business plan in one day, because they don't know what it means to get from head to paper. That's, you're losing them in language. You're trying to be sexy and not clear. I'm saying they know what the word business plan is.
Right.
Or they at least know the concept, and they know what one day means. So why won't you just tell them what you tell them? Another rule of thought or another possibility is, can you tell a six-year-old what it is you do and then have them tell their mother what it is you do and have the mother then give the son or the daughter the money back to give you to pay for the service? Are you that clear?
That wasn't that clear for a six-year-old. They're going to be like, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
So for a six-year-old, what do you tell them? You do what?
I teach Black entrepreneur creatives on how to create a business plan in one day.
And there you go.
Kind of rolled off the tongue real easy.
And that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to roll off the tongue very easy, because you're going to be saying this for now and forever. Well, if you can always change the demographic, whatever. But anytime you are now at an event, so when you're out with drinks, out getting with friends, you're, even if you go to the furniture store and they say, hey, how can I help you? You say, well, I'm looking for a couch. Oh, great. So what is it that you do? And you hit them with that.
I teach Black alternative creatives on how to create a business plan in one day. I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I like now, because guess what? Now what you're doing, especially in a networking event, you get to ask two questions after you say what you say. So as somebody says, so what is it that you do? And then you tell them, you get to say your statement, and then you get to say either, so what do you do? Most times when you hit them with your statement and then you say, what do you do? They like, nah, I ain't got no answer as good as that. We're going to stay on you for a little while. And they say, so how do you do that?
Right.
Or you ask them, so who do you know? Because you were very clear. You said Black creative entrepreneurs.
Right.
And my question now is, who do you know? Who do you know, or where do you know them to be? Like, ask. Start to ask more.
All right. I like that.
Yep. And there you go. So that is the conclusion of our clarity session. We haven't gotten to
it. You are amazing.
Well, thank you. But that's the clarity session. So when I have a clarity session with a client, it goes pretty much just like that. Because now you can post intelligently and from the heart, because you're considering what someone is and where they are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then the last part is, I'm going to give you this part, even though this is stepping into the revenue session that I do. Remember when I said that Dante's phone was in his pocket?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that's significant is because there has to be a notification that goes off. The notification that goes off gives him access to a free thing to get him out of the line. He either needs to hear the thing, read the thing, see the thing, all the information to get out. So what free thing are you going to create to get him out of the line? So either you're going to create a PDF or an ebook or an audio series or a video or video series to get him out of the line. What are you going to create?
What I've thought about is creating some type of, you know, steps on how to get your idea from your brain to your paper, because that's a main focus on people who want to start
yes.
their business. They want to.
Yes.
They get to, they'll have this great idea, and then they won't write it down. And then they're sitting on the toilet with no pens and paper,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, and then they forget about it. And then it pops up again, or now the idea done moved to another person, because energy is always moving, and
yep.
that was your idea. And now you done lost it.
So you have 48 hours to do that.
Okay.
Yep, that's your
right.
Yeah, 48 hours to create that and release it, and that's the way you can grow your email list.
I'm going to do that. I ain't got number time today.
Okay, then. Go forth and conquer. and that's all we have. So let me know how this is working for you. Definitely. And if anybody is listening, for those of you who are listening, let me know as well how this works for you, if this was beneficial. And as always, I am Ace LaVeau. Dreams and blessings.